Joining me today is Joy Willing-Ends with the Sundry Municipal Library, and a happy new year to you, Joy. What's new at the library?
Happy New Year to you as well. It's a new year, and we have lots of things on the go. Most importantly this month, we've got some fun new activities happening this month. We've got our Sundry tutoring program that's going to start. So Mountain View Family Resource Network is hosting this, coordinating it, and we're hosting it in our space. It's a student tutor who is available a Thursday afternoon from mid-January to mid-March, just available to help kids in grades 1 through 10 with anything that they might need help with. It could be looking for a reading buddy, needing math help, or even just some extra pair of eyes to proofread. So we're super excited that that's kicking off this month. We also are doing a book folding event again, where people can have an opportunity to make a heart folded into a book. We did this last year. It was really popular. People have been interested, so we're going to host it again. That one is open to ages 13 and up. The other big kickoff event we have happening this month is Literacy Day. Family Literacy Day takes place January 27th. It happens every year. This is the 25th year that Alberta has been celebrating this, and we have events all week long in celebration of that. This year's theme is Let's Have a Family Party, and we're going to do all kinds of fun family things that people can do as a family. Not quite sure exactly what those activities are going to be, but people should just stick tuned and check out our website and come into the library and ask us, because we've got some fun things that are going to be happening.
Wow, it seems like there certainly is a lot going on this new year at the Sundry Municipal Library. That's awesome, of course. And I just want to go back to that, the tutoring. It is by drop-in, but is there going to be any cost associated to that at all?
There is no cost. It is entirely free. We have not had been swamped just yet, and in past we had this last year as well. So there should be lots of opportunities for any parents who've got kiddos who they just want to give them a little boost.
Awesome. And a lot of your programming for kids, teens, and adults is back. What are some of those programs that are going to be back in full swing here?
We have our Rhyme Time. It's coming back, 0 to 5 years old with a caregiver. That's most every Tuesdays of the month. The first Tuesday of the month, we have a drop-in pop-up play. This is also in partnership with Mountain View Family Resource Network. It's just a come-in social time, just connect with other families. We have our Gym Time that's going to happen again on Friday, January 19th. So it's a good opportunity for getting the kids out of the cold. If we ever get any cold, come inside into the gym and just run around and play. We have our Lego Club. It kicks off next week on the 11th. That one starts at 3:15 for kids to come and do our challenges or do a free build. We have our teen hangout events too. And of course, adult programming. We have our genealogy kicking up. It's on Tuesday mornings, the first and the third Tuesday of the month. And we also have a knitters group here. Some people don't know about it. It happens every Wednesday night. And it's open to anybody with an art and craft hobby. It could be needlework, knitting, crocheting, pretty much anything. It's a very welcoming group, and they're always looking for new people to join them just to chat and hang out.
Plenty going on programming-wise and service-wise through the library as well. You guys offer a whole bunch of different things, including the adult go bags. What is that, and how does it work?
So our adult go bags are themed kits in a bag that people can check out and have resources and other tools attached to it. So we have one, for example, we have an Instant Pot go bag where you can check out an Instant Pot with some recipe books, the Instant Pot tools, and try it out. And if you're thinking about buying it, it's a great opportunity, or just to explore something different. We have adult go bags that are based on themes such as organizational skills or restful sleep. New to our go bags this year, also, we have a sewing machine with all the supplies to that. So if people want to learn to sew, try it out, never done it, it's a great opportunity. All those bags are free to borrow with your library card. There's no fees attached to them.
And just one of the many great services that is offered at the Sundry Municipal Library, of course. And Joy, for people looking for more information on everything you guys are up to, how can they find it?
We are always available by phone, of course. You can also find all of our programming information and a copy of our newsletter on our website. The email address, or sorry, web address is prl.ab.ca/sundry. And just, we encourage anybody to check us out. Give us a call if you have more questions. We're happy to chat.
There you go. It's a busy January, a busy month to come for the Sundry Municipal Library. For more details, check them out on their website, their Facebook page, or, of course, stop on in and give them a visit. Joy, thanks a lot for giving us a chat, and we'll chat again in a month's time.
Thank you. Take care.